Hi, I'm Jason.
And I'm Katrina.
And welcome to the Sipcast.
See what we did there?
Yeah, it's like a podcast, but related to itself.
And just like with relatives, sometimes things get a little inappropriate.
And racist.
Yeah, usually.
Not necessarily for children.
Or really adults.
Yeah, never mind. I'm gonna bail.
Okay, bye.
See ya.
Hello, hello.
Oh, hey.
How goes it?
Just fine. Just hanging out. Got people rolling up on me about, you know, Sibcasting.
Oh my gosh. Like all the people.
Yeah, just like rolling deep. Just like, hey, what's up? Suddenly.
That's great. That must mean you're a great success.
Yeah, no, it's not.
Damn it. That's okay. You know what? We're not for everybody.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah, not making any kind of financial or you know, entertainment splashes over here.
Mm-mm. That's not how we roll. We don't want to make like too big a waves. We want to make like a tiny rock ripple, just like at first.
This is the Olympic diving of making splashes.
Yes.
I don't know, like,
just
you know,
like
if you look at those Olympic... Yeah, the idea is to not make a splash, so that's... I've been watching maybe too much diving before looking into podcast
you
promotion.
You watch so much diving. You just want to see the grape smugglers.
Obsessive. Like, the way some people have a compulsion to look at... to view internet pornography, I'm just compulsively looking at diving footage and videos.
Obviously. Mm-hmm. Obviously.
Just a lot of small splashes, mm-hmm, and Neanderthals falling at the end of round two.
What?
It's a boxing reference. Moving on.
Oh, that's great. See, I don't watch that much boxing or diving.
Well, see, I watch it all.
I know you do.
So you don't have to.
Good. I don't want to.
Yeah.
Anyway, yeah. So how was your weekend, Jace?
It's been pretty slow. Nothing much to report. Yesterday, I just watched a whole bunch of Bored to Death.
Yeah, how was that? I saw you post something about that show.
I would recommend it to anybody listening. It's Zach Galifianakis.
Oh, if he's in it, I'm in. I freaking love that guy.
Oh, yeah, he's great. It's got that dude, I forget, from... all those quirky movies with Bill Murray. I forget the guy with the mole. Jason Schwartzman. Schwartzman. Jason Juman. And it's the new, like, I'm trying to think of what, because there would have been a Curb Your Enthusiasm was one that was kind of like this where...
Oh, I like Curb Your Enthusiasm.
Yeah, it comes out of its own sort of garage movement where it just sort of like a bunch of people who are known to create things, mm-hmm, put together this thing. So it's like, all right, well, it's already got a pretty good chance of being good. But I think along the way, you start to see more and more cameos from famous people. So there's just all kinds of famous people showing up in this kind of niche show that's, I think it's an HBO original series, but I'm watching it on Amazon.
Oh, do you pay for the episodes or whatever?
No, it's free with Amazon Prime.
Oh.
That's the only reason I'm watching it.
I didn't know that. I have Amazon Prime.
Yeah, go check it out. It's free.
Oh.
You can watch it.
Oh, okay, so tell me what it's called again.
Bored to Death.
Hey, and, yeah, that's like the story of your life. Just kidding. You're entertained. Mm-hmm. You actually do stuff.
Yeah. Well, this show is very entertaining also, despite being called Bored to Death. And well-written and clever and funny. And yeah, it's...
I love crap like that.
Yeah, I love all that shit. It's like 30 Rock
it all.
Meets
Put it
Community.
In jars. Oh, that's a good reco. You can say that now. Like instead of decor or decorum, you can say deco. So instead of recommendation, you just say reco. It's pretty new. It hasn't caught on yet, but...
Well, consider my mind blown.
Consider my mind bored to death.
Yeah, that...
Da-da-da. That's awesome. So you found a new show. Did you hear about it, like, from a friend? Or did you just...
It was on Amazon Prime.
Okay. Well, it's hard to start a new show. I think there You have to, well, especially like on Netflix and stuff where you have the ability to just keep going, you have to very much gauge what you're about to get into, kind of like starting a book. Like sometimes you can't put it down, just like a show. Yeah. So it's a commitment, I mean, of sorts for people who have jobs.
That can be hard for most people, but I am such a discerning a-hole that usually like a half, like, because I watched a few other CRIs and they... You start to just get into them, and it's like, there's something that just bumps me, and I'm like, fuck this. But
We used to watch White Collar a lot, and then we found out that the main character was super gay. And then it was just like, oh, because he's supposed to be a womanizer. I think we've talked about stuff similar to that. You know, like Neil Patrick Harris, he's supposed to be a womanizer in How I Met Your Mother, and I just can't get into that because he's supposed to be a womanizer, and we know that he bumps swads. Not that he can't.
He's probably a very passionate lover either way. I don't know why there's a difference where he's aiming it. I'm sure the passion that you see on screen for women is he's just drawing on his well of super gay love making.
Super gay love making.
That's allowing him to make you believe that he really loves women. You see?
Oh, baby.
It's just about appreciating the craft and not taking it for granted. You don't know. It's he makes it look so effortless. That's why.
Wow, exactly. Bravo, NPH. I blanked out for a second. I thought like maybe it wasn't H, but it is H.
NPR.
Different.
A bit different.
Bit different then. So, did you see any movies this weekend? I didn't.
I feel like I did actually. I watched I started to watch Conspiracy, which I heard was somewhere on a podcast someone had mentioned was kind of a line or more of a retelling of the planning of the Jewish internments. Oh. So it was like it was about the
sounds exciting.
Yeah, basically a Holocaust, but from the German Reich's perspective.
Where they're like, guys, come on, I got this new thing.
Well, you know, after watching about half to three quarters of it, I turned it off and I basically
and
decided.
Then I washed myself.
I basically decided that it was like what I heard about The Passion of the Christ, which I didn't see.
Ooh, that was good.
But was more of a focus on, like, at a certain point, you can kind of get it where it's like, okay, torture and death, and then everybody dies, and then we're good. I think that's basically, I don't know, that's the vibe I got from Conspiracy, where it's like, yeah, it's well written, and it kind of like shows you how this process was humanized or how humans talked about getting rid of other humans. But
basically like the other perspective, like there are those people who are doing that. They were doing a documentary on what is it, how to be a murderer or how to whatever. And then in doing the research and talking to him, they actually are now seeking to get him exonerated because they think he was set up. Like in following the quote unquote murderer, they're like, hey, wait, maybe he's not so murdery.
Yeah, I don't know if that. I doubt that. I don't know. I didn't watch the end of this movie, so maybe Conspiracy ends with, well, maybe Hitler wasn't so bad.
Okay,
but that's not for me to say.
No, it isn't. It certainly is not.
No,
not
and that's
here.
Not me saying that, by the way, either. That is but
that's tricky.
No. After about halfway through this movie, I was just like, you know what? I get it. You guys are still discussing the finer points of exterminating Jews.
And it just makes you a little uncomfortable. There is only so much because, like,
well, it's not so much uncomfortable.
Oh yeah,
at that
Jason
point you're acclimated
lever,
the same way that your old factory works, and you walk into like a beefery, and then at first it smells like turds, and then after a while it just smells normal, and then you're like, wow, what part of me died to make this happen?
Yes, that's it.
This transition brought to you by Internal Death. That's the same way I feel about the chime,
and that's its own smell.
Yeah. Someone at Domino's decided that it would be funny to change the chime for when an order comes in to the opening riff of, I don't know what song it is, but for the first week, it was driving me insane. You can ask everybody because it's not that I don't like the song. It's that the speaker that it plays on is like a phone speaker.
Oh,
literally for the first 2 days.
You can't play anything out of a phone speaker. It hurts
for the
your
first
ears
2 days,
and grit your teeth.
I thought that somebody's phone was ringing and was going off the hook. And like literally, I was like, whose phone is it? And then I figured out it was the chime. And I was like, can we change that? It's driving me insane. And for like a week, I was like, it hurts my brains. They're melting.
I can't continue to make pizzas.
And everyone was like, hey, that really bothers you, doesn't it? He's like, yeah, it does. Can we change it? And then, ha, 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 ha. And then nothing ever happened. And then now it just doesn't bother me. And I say, you know why it doesn't bother me, don't you? Because the part of me that it bothered died. And now there's that part is dead. So thank you.
It's
instead of all of you getting smarter, I got dumber. So thank you.
Oh, that's
and that's
so
the way
true.
The world works.
That is more true than we would like to believe. Mm-hmm.
Mm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yep. Well, if Mozart makes you smarter, then Limp Bizkit makes you stupider, and everything I just said is correct.
That's so true. Also,
yeah!
It's kind of like Inside Out, then with the cartoon. I'm sure you haven't seen it, but man, that
I've seen it.
Oh, yeah. Did you see it with my kids, didn't you?
I don't know. Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, but that, like, where parts of you, like, die just so you can grow up. I think once you're grown up, then you make choices to let parts of you die inside. And it's that sad.
Well, that's what becoming an adult is compromising parts of you. Tying off different limbs and useful pieces, creative, colorful appendages that aren't acceptable.
Yeah, it's and like then taking a rubber band to your finger and it starts to turn purple. And then you just like
it's like castrating goats. Like castrating goats. Or that thing with like castrating your finger.
Yeah, you didn't need those nuts, did you?
Yeah, you just tie them off, and eventually life and the lack of it makes them go away.
Oh, we just got deep. I wasn't ready for this. Oh, shit.
Yeah.
I just got
conspiracy.
Tears on my jeans. No, I didn't. They're tears. They're actual just like...
Well, it's hard to tell tears. If you're texting somebody.
I know. So I've got... Ant and I were talking about it the other day. He was realizing some other more obscure words that mean two things. And our kids are trying, you know, like we've talked about, are learning how to read and spell. And they're like, why is this this? And he's like, you know what? I don't know. And he went off on a rant. He was mad about it for a while. I was like, babe, are you mad at the English language?
Wait,
he's like, now I am.
Who
yes.
did? Who went
Anthony?
Off on a tear?
Anthony?
Well, he does know that it's because all of our language is imported, right? It's just a mishmash of...
Damn refugee
of like French
language.
And Latin and Spanish and German
yep,
and
it's all that
everything.
Refugee language. We can't let them into the country.
I mean, it really is, and that's something that I don't know that doesn't get expressed. Like it is one thing you might do. Like that people have talked about. Let's switch over to metric and let's do a bunch of things like that. That I don't disagree. I think we'd be better served being on metric, but switching to it is a far bigger task than being on it. It's like that same thing, like. Being white, white people aren't better, but being white is better currently, unfortunately, that kind of thing. What did we say before, metric? What were you saying?
We were talking about the language and imports and yada, yada, yada.
Oh, yeah. It might be time to, because I think China talked about this with their kanji. It might be time to consolidate language. That would help a lot of people because I think we're already people are already spelling things in leet. They're already spelling it like with letters and numbers all mixed about the wrong number in the wrong proportions. Way
oh, you
too
mean
many.
Like you can spell the word skate like SK and the number 8.
Exactly.
Just
I mean,
like that.
It saves time when you're texting with your thumbs, skate. But everywhere else you just look like a vagabond.
So I could be like, don't hate
a
H
digibond?
With the number 8, and then I look hip when I'm texting the kids.
Nobody ever looked hip when they did that.
I know.
There's no such
know.
Thing as looking.
I know. It, honestly, hate probably H with the number 8 probably looks just like someone's trying to do like some weird emoticon.
Yeah, probably
like,
does.
They're looking at it like sideways, like, what does it even mean?
But I think that it's worth changing things like... Just the spelling of words and homonyms and things and consolidating. We've been doing a lot of addition to the language and no one has gone through and cleaned up. And since nobody knows how to spell anything anymore anyway,
good.
Now is the time.
Yeah, we've been doing a lot of adding and no purging of like words and nonsensicals. I mean, if we're going to get twerk into the language, something.
And for that matter, we need to go through, if we're going to clean up the language, we need to clean up the names too. All this Antferny and... Anthony and Antony.
Those are funny, though. It makes people sound like they have lisp.
Well, it's funny, but it doesn't help with getting business done.
Well, when Kinsey and I were talking about this morning, she's like, are there other ways to spell my name? And I said, actually, there are. You could You could spell it.
Everybody's names. I've got Jathan now. And
I know.
Jason. And probably Joshin or something like that.
That's like Kinsey's. I was telling her, I was like, her name is K-I-N-S-L-E-Y. And I said you could do K-I-N-S-L-E-E. You could do, technically, you could do K-Y-N-S-L-I. And she goes, it's basically however you would, it would sound to spell it. And she goes, yeah, the way it's spelled now, I see it. I'm like, okay, good.
Yeah, well, what I'm saying is that we go through and all of these variations, we, consolidate the spellings and the pronunciations into one. We'll just do a vote. Once we get this whole presidential thing out of the way, we'll begin the bracketing of voting.
This sounds elaborate.
It'll be a tournament, and we'll also find out who has the coolest name.
A tournament of monikers.
And it turns out it's Falcor is the coolest name, and Falcon is no longer an acceptable name because Falcor trumps it. And Trump is no one can be named that anymore. Speaking of which,
yeah, Ivanka, you're gonna have to be Smythe.
Yep, Smythe, Smithy, or ironically, you could be Hitler if you want. That one's back.
It shouldn't be.
It shouldn't be, but weirdly, mathematically, it's like, well, you know what? The swastika meant peace.
Oh, this hasn't been used in a while.
Yeah. We need
or
to take
Adolf,
back,
yeah.
We need to take back the swastika along with the rainbow, too. That's going to be my next much less popular campaign.
Why? The swastika campaign. Doesn't do much, does it?
The swastika was a sign for peace before the
no,
Nazis came
wasn't.
Along.
No, it wasn't.
It truly was.
It's hard. Really?
It's hard to think of a world. Well, that's why when you see a tattoo, which is quite commonplace, of someone with a swastika made out of dicks on their face or on their lower back.
A swastika made out of dicks?
Yeah, if you actually Google swastika made out of dicks, you will see a tattoo, at least one
I
know of.
Still.
But the thing is, you might be like, well, that's either the most hateful tattoo ever or the most loving tattoo ever if you really think about it.
So you're just saying be peaceful with your dicks?
Well, or be hateful with them. I don't know why that person got that tattoo. That's what I'm saying.
Why,
and that makes it the most meta.
That?
Huh?
And why does your dick do that?
Well, it's got a curve in it on like up there
curve,
there's
yeah.
an unfortunate there's an unfortunate four souls that were fused at the taint. And
they shouldn't have tried to helicopter. That's a trick.
Yeah, this is
that can only be done by professionals.
This is Lord of the Cock Rings, the epic tale.
The epic.
That was pretty good.
You didn't even mean to. See, you're just so genius. You like didn't even mean to.
See that? Now somebody pay me.
Hey, speaking of somebody paying you, I don't know if you want to let me read it on here or we just can reference it like on the page, but I am obsessed with you, you wrote the other day on Facebook. I thought that was so poignant about gun control and everything.
Yeah, I didn't see any idiots commenting on it. Which is refreshing.
No, I seriously, make sure we screenshot that or get that copy of whatever. Because that
was whatever.
You were so, I mean, I know how awesome and smart you are and how cool and like fun and like you actually have really good ideas and how eloquently you can speak. You just don't.
Poop balls fart.
I know. Well, and then your personal page, you're all over the place. You're all over the map.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know who I'm trying to garner with my tweets.
It's tweets usually like, or Facebook or any social media. Yeah. We don't understand.
I guess that's true. It's really like, it's like poop, turd, poop, 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 serious issue, poop, poop, pee, poop, serious issue.
And then you're like, presidential campaign. And then you're like, guns. You are all over the place. So
the benefits of being undiagnosed.
Stop it.
Who knows what I have, but it's something.
It is something. It is something. Anyway, so what you wrote was eloquent and like some people that I really truly respect. I'm really proud that they took the time to read it and they liked it because I shared it. Like when you say something awesome, I share it. The other stuff, not so much. But
you don't share all my stuff?
No,
but
I really don't. No. But
I'm
the
so
good
sad.
Stuff, the good stuff, I'm going to go ahead and push back out there. Because it was awesome. And I applaud
this
you.
Is a revelation,
and I loved it.
Me.
And we're going to have to post it on the page because people need to read it if they didn't. Because you are Mr. Smarty Pants Pants.
I wear the smart pants.
Oh, I wear them.
And my pants are smart enabled.
That's right. They've got Wi-Fi.
It's not Smarty Pants anymore. It's smart enabled pants.
I can't Wait, that's going to be the drawing for this one.
It's going to be something.
Yeah, that's going to be the art cover for this. Sib Gas is going to be a little smarty pants. Smart enable pants. That's how you do the smarty pants dance.
Oh.
Smart enable pants.
Nobody can see you.
No, I know, but they can kind of, they can like feel it. Like it's a lot of elbows and up, you know, like up and down.
Mostly elbows. Yeah. Imagine a chicken that's wearing pants that has ants in these pants.
Ants in the pants.
And the pants are on fire.
On fire.
They're fire ants.
Well, that's a whole, I think that's a VD. Isn't that something? Oh, no, that's real in nature.
Or it's like a new kind of, like, I don't know, like instead of a clone army, it's the fire ants. But it's more like a bunch of milfy ants with flamethrowers.
Oh, my goodness, that's ridiculous.
And by ants, I don't mean, oh, man, I just realized I took a drink out of my water bottle when I looked at the side of it like 4 minutes ago and I saw a little hair on it. And then I switched it around to be like, oh, I got to get that off there and replace that water. And then I realized I just took a drink out of it. I might have just drank a beard hair.
Oh, man.
Is it still in there?
You really don't have standards.
I don't. Well, you know
or
what?
Or a system.
I don't really give a crap because I eat probably average of 10 hairs a day because of my cats.
Oh, I'm sure you, I know. Yep. Yep.
Like, there's just no getting around it. Like, I'll be eating nachos and I'll just feel
hair.
A hair floss. Well, you might eat cat fuzz.
No, well, I guess that's...
When your cat has some fuzz.
Yeah,
I mean, it's not much.
Does.
I can't imagine she sheds very much
because
she doesn't grow that much.
It's very odd.
It's like,
she has
it's like how much does a wheat
table.
Field... Tail. How much does a wheat field yield after a poor harvest? How much does a wheat field yield if we could...
I know, that's what I was thinking.
how much wheat could a wheat field yield if a wheat field could yield wheat?
Yeah!
There you go.
I'm glad you did it.
Oh man, I was like, that's harder than the woodchuck. That's
going to
replace. That's the Indiana version now.
No, technically Kansas. Kansas are the wheat fields.
You know what?
Indiana
You're
has
right.
corn. Yep.
Because it's corn here yep. is more than what we're known for.
Nope. You're also known for Indiana Beach.
Well, they say there's more than corn in Indiana.
At Indiana Beach.
We are known for our beaches.
Lots of beaches.
Our whales and our beaches.
Okay.
Our whaled beaches instead of our beached whales.
Are we talking about fat people or like actual...
And all the Moby Dicks.
All the Moby Dicks.
Quit being such a Moby Dick. Does anyone say that to Moby when he's upset?
Yeah, he can't even get mad. He's like, that's my name.
Oh, you got me.
Yeah, and that could be another one of our, like, when we're condensing names. It's like, is it Jerk? Or Dick.
Well, it's definitely Dick, but then is it Richard also? It's probably, that's the other thing too. It's like Dick can't be a nickname for Richard anymore because that doesn't make a lick of sense.
You could call him Dickard.
Dickard. Yeah.
Like,
and then I also want Lanyard to be a name too.
Lanyard would be such a good name.
Like, I don't know what we're going to call it.
Doesn't make any sense.
that other thing is going to be like, necklace clip or something, or neck clip. I don't know what we're gonna call
we'll
it,
call
but
we'll call them neck-ups.
Neck-ups. Oh, that's fine. A neck-up is better, and then lanyard is just gonna be like a dude's name.
Yeah,
because
it's
better.
Like Lane, and then like Yard, and
it's like Lance, and Nards, and yep, all sorts yep. of things. Just uh-huh. a consortium of masculinity. Lanyard.
Well, if you can name your kid Cinnamon, then you can name your kid Lanyard.
Yeah, well, if you can have hopes for your child to enter into the adult industry, then you can name them Cinnamon or Lanyard.
No,
for
there
that
really
matter.
Was someone on Bainbridge who named their kid Cinnamon.
Well, that's setting them up for failure.
Because
then
I'm
gonna
go by
like,
my
what's...
middle name Toast instead.
Haha. So when somebody says like, "So what's your name, Cinnamon?" It's like, "All right, well, what do you go by when you're not hooking?
What do you go by when you're not on set?"
Yeah, when you're not swinging your badge around a pole.
Your badge. Oh, did you just call a vagina a badge? That's almost adorable.
Well,
hey,
that's
hey,
funnier
hey,
than calling it a badge.
Badge.
That's funnier. Yeah, we'll just go with badge.
It's adorable because it's like, it's, you know, because it's kind of the size of, like, people say, like, box, and you think of, like, a small jewelry box.
Yeah.
Or badge, or what's the other one? There's something else that's, like, it's cute and little. And, like, you're supposed to keep it under wraps so that people don't know.
Yeah, gives a whole new meaning to the term evening clutch.
I like badge. Huh? That's adorable. And then I can call mine the badge of honor. That's amazing. Where are my people?
Yeah, I'm not going to be able to cheer that one on. I apologize. That's hilarious. David Bowie died 2 days after his 69th birthday.
Why did you have to bring it up? I woke up to that news.
It would have been an insult not to bring it up.
Well, no, we were, but I just didn't know, like, when. But right after badges is probably pretty good.
Yeah.
Hey, if you actually, if you have sex with a badge, it's called a badger. So, like, the men can be the badgers.
Sure. We'll go with that.
Sure.
We'll go with that. We'll let you do that.
I know. We'll give it to you.
We'll give it to you.
You don't say as many good things. We'll give that one to you.
We'll put that in the win column for you, okay?
Yay. Okay. Just like where all my quotes go for the show, on the website.
We're going to hang that up on the refrigerator. All your quotes are on the refrigerator. That's even more special.
Oh, thanks.
All the best people get to see them there.
Thank you. Yeah, flies and your cats.
Hey, there's a lot of them. There's more fruit. I have more fruit flies than we have listeners.
We have listeners, yep. Yeah. That's amazing.
Yeah, but one thing I wanted to say tastelessly about David Bowie was, in his defense, that not everyone gets to 69.
Oh!
And he just, I mean, kudos to him. And the point is...
he's so freaking cool. It's funny because I first heard of him and fell in love with him from the movie The Labyrinth. That's where I was like, who's that hot person and why am I attracted to him? I'm a child. But for some reason, there's just something very attractive about him. I'm sure it was like his androgyny, but also his like coolness, and he was in charge and he wore those pants. But then he did all this other stuff too, apparently.
I think it's like all of it. It's almost like if you look at him, he's a handsome dude, but every single one of his features was like on the outer limits of looking insane. And like escaping his face,
even
escaping
his jaw,
the atmosphere of his face.
Yes, his
cheekbones. Gravitational pull of his face.
That's
like
true.
His eyes were a little far apart.
No, but like
his nose,
but you're right, but not too far. You're right.
His nose kind of hooked out and was a little
far.
Bit,
yeah.
But not too far. And his teeth, they kind of come out a little bit at you, but still he had
but
a nice smile.
Oh, you're so
and then,
right.
And then his cheekbones were kind of extreme. Like everything on his face was extreme, but still just enough to where it came
but
together
thank goodness
to make him
that
handsome.
That person got all of that like talent and like creativity and used
and
it.
And that, talk about the whole package. But I'm. Labyrinth reference.
Oh yeah, I know. Great.
Well,
pants.
I always contended that the Labyrinth starred Jennifer Connelly. It starred David Bowie's package, Jennifer Connelly, and David Bowie.
Yes, it is all of them, and his
David
hair.
Bowie was well. David Bowie was billed third after Jennifer Connelly and his package.
Naturally,
because it was mostly starring David Bowie's package, co-star, supported by David Bowie.
Exactly. No,
he
we
was
get
a support
it.
Role.
We get it. So here's the thing. Apparently, he's been suffering with cancer.
We got armadillos in our trousers. 18 months, yeah.
18 months. And he died of cancer. But he dedicated this whole last album to his fans. And this is his last, like, goodbye. And in his video, Lazarus, obviously in cool, creepy, kooky style that he has in the music and the song and the video, he's like, saying like I have scars on the inside that you can't see, and he's basically passing away. It's crazy. It's like such. It's like the last form of art. I've never heard. I mean, I obviously there's probably people who have done it like in forever ago, ages ago, before social media, and before television. But the fact that he gave this artistic piece about death, and then it's released like basically like right before he dies. That's so freaking cool. It's cool.
We should all be happy that at least, he didn't Bill Cosby it or anything. So
that's what I'm saying.
How else,
like, stay
how else
so
is an artist
cool.
going to die other than artfully? But it would have been kind of fun if he would have thrown his lot in, like, right before he died. He was like, I want to dedicate this last effort to AIDS. And then he just dies. And then flatline. It's like, oh, what? He's like, I hope AIDS wins.
No, we're not going to tarnish his memory from your silliness.
You know what? Jokes don't tarnish things. Stupid people do.
That's so freaking true. Ooh.
Yeah, like that.
They're
so,
like, people are like the tarnish on beautiful silver. Like, did you
I
see
honor
that joke?
David. Huh?
Did you see that joke? It was beautiful until you tarnished it. Just like silver. Oh. Just like
yeah.
It.
Sure. Well, I honor David Bowie by making jokes after his death. That's what you. That's the true galvanization of humanity.
Yeah. Nice. Very nice. I just love that word, posthumously. I think it's a quite lovely word. I think it's rounded out. I think it's a bit big. Sometimes you have to question its actual spelling. But then once you get it right, it feels really good. And posthumously, we talk of him, speak of him, honor him.
Well, it's an interesting posthumous. We've talked about that before, but in regards to, I think we've said before, if you want to plan your life, you want to plan like your schedule, it's a microcosm of a larger thought, which is you plan ahead like as if it's not your schedule you're planning. And similarly, with your life on a grander scale, you should live life posthumously in very much a way. Like, look at yourself as the tip of a pen, basically, okay. And you're writing a story, okay. And you're just existing to write your story.
To write and, some shit, yeah.
And so, like, try not to get addicted to drugs or to
because
people
that makes your
or
pen
to anything.
Super weird.
Well, it makes your pen write just the same old story of that. Like, that's kind of a that's why I look at drugs and things like that as demons. Because if you really
Thought about like that.
If you're my audio just freaked me out. Hold on. I'm freaking out, man.
Freaking
you still
out,
hear me?
Man. Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
Hello?
Yes. Uh-oh. What? Yes.
What happened?
I can hear you. No, Jason, don't go anywhere. I hope you're still recording.
Hello.
I can still hear you. I'm here. Jason.
Something just hold on.
Yes, okay, I will. I'll hold on. I can hear you.
Okay. My audio just wonked out.
Are
for
you
some
there
reason.
Now though?
Yes, I can hear you now.
Oh, yeah, I heard you the whole time, so it's okay.
Yeah, I figured as much. It was just my speaker just was an idiot. So what was I saying? That was really dumb.
That was really dumb.
It was a technical glitch. I was in the middle. I don't even remember what I was talking about.
You were saying something actually pretty awesome, I think. Actually.
Yeah, that's what's really annoying.
Damn it!
Anyway, live posthumously.
Yeah. You were talking about drugs, and as you write, you end up writing the same story. It's
oh,
sad.
Yeah, drugs and things like that, they're... They're demons.
Yeah.
The last few years, I've viewed drugs and addictions and stuff like that. And you could really expand it on out into anything, but they're demons. And when you read about that in our books and things, I think that's what it's talking about. Like, there's the alcoholic demon and the marijuana demon and other ones. And what's ironic about demons is one man's, like, you know, that old thing about the angel on one shoulder and the devil on the other. It's more like they're just both demons, and in a murderous society, the angel would be telling you to kill, so the angel would be a devil or a different kind of demon. It's all relative is basically what I'm saying. So everybody's got
you're saying you kind of lose control because the addiction. Well, now you no,
no
longer
I'm more saying no more what I'm saying is that people have different demons that they respond to, and that one man's poison is another man's pleasure. Like another man's, not just pleasure, but another man's supplement. Like marijuana will ruin people's lives, but for a lot of people like myself, I believe it enhances it. And alcohol doesn't, it's a more difficult one, but there are some people who it helps, but not really as much. But then there's things like running, for example. Some people can get addicted to it, and some people can be a good thing, and some people it can destroy them. And these are all, that's what I mean. You can really expand it
Everything out. Has to be within reason based on your, basically, like, as just as you're born with all the allergies that you have for the rest of your life, it just depends upon they lie dormant maybe forever, or there's something that in your life or upon your lifetime that triggers it. Like, I think it was Aunt Diana, one of our aunts, or Aunt Karen, like, when they were 50, found out they were allergic to chocolate, you know, but they were fine, like, up until then, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah,
crazy stuff like that.
Too. I mean, that's just kind of a, yeah, who knows what implications that has, that sort of biological shift, but there's that to consider, too. And that mixes into a lot of other, I don't know, just aspects of why we, like, the nutrition thing, too, your gut biology, having the right flora and fauna. I think that we're all immigrants, and we've all supplanted ourselves from where our, like, if you live in Africa and your whole genealogy is in Africa, and then all of a sudden you move yourself over to like Canada,
I think we've
your
talked
stomach
about that.
And all
yeah.
like basically what creates you is altered dramatically, and no one's addressing it. Mm-hmm. Well, they're starting to address it a little bit, but
a little bit.
There needs to be, like, a head of doctors and hospitals. You should honestly just have, like, a probiotic or a clinic or something, where literally you just go and you have they have like a seasonal evaluation of the environment locally, and then they say, where are you from? All right, well, you need to supplement your body with these vitamins, which we can provide you, or you can get from here.
If people are too healthy, it completely takes out all of the medical and the medicines and the doctors.
You need more of a German accent.
No, you can do it this way too, because I think in Mexico you have a lot more opportunities for like holistic health. And in the United States, if you cannot get that, like as far as even just cancer treatment, you go to Mexico and you're allowed to be treated with vitamins.
The holistic health remedies, though, they're still well intended. I think the Germans would get the cold engineering of keeping people sick. This is like,
Goodness. Well, that's very bold, because I still think that there are some very nice German people still now that are not as clinical.
All of the Germans are evil war criminals bent on world destruction.
Okay, Trump.
They're inventing microwaves that go outward, so it's a box that doesn't cook anything inside of it. As a matter of fact, it cooks anybody who is holding it.
I should stop holding my microwave while it's cooking. That's a good tip.
Probably not put your head in there like I did.
Obviously, Trump.
That would explain a lot.
He's a cool guy.
It's like the Spider-Man origin story, except I found that one evening I had a lot of extra leftover pizza that I had to reheat. And when I had put it in the microwave, I had never used one before, and I didn't know how to use it, so I put my head in there to examine it, and it activated, rendering me with these superpowers of being great and the smartest man on the planet with the best head of hair.
Yep, not delusional at all. Sounds right.
Not at all. That would explain the cubic watermelon shape of my head and hair. It's almost as if it was grown in a lab or a microwave.
Gross. Speaking of money, did you see that the Powerball is up to like 1.3 billion or something dumb?
Isn't that? Well, it's because I think I called this the other night when I saw how excited everybody at my Domino's was. They're all talking about it at my Domino's. I own it.
It's mine.
And then in my Sim City, I've reconstructed Franklin, and it is mine.
It's my Domino's, and when I was there Domino's. The other day.
I saw, buzz on the internet about it, and then I think that, the jackpot people must love this, because exponentially, I think the bigger it gets, the more they can shaft you. So, like, if it gets to let's say it's 200 million is the jackpot, well, then they'll say, like, you can walk away with 150, and you're looking pretty good still. Like, you pay out, like, 120 or something like that, and you're looking, sitting pretty. Well, once it gets up to 500 million, then, hey, 200 million looking pretty good, right? All right, you would settle for 200 million. Cool. Then it gets up to 1.2 billion. How's 400 million sound to you? Sounding pretty good, right?
That sounds good, right? Good.
Yeah, you won't complain about that. I think that's how it's working. And then also, as the jackpot gets bigger and they're not going to pay you out any proportionally a bigger amount, people buy more tickets, because it's like there's no difference between winning 100 million and 400 million, really, like net winnings or whatever, even if it was a difference between 100 and 800. There's no real difference. There's no extra incentive. And as a matter of fact, the higher it gets, the less your odds are. So they've got the perfect scheme, because now
it's pretty great.
Now there's a higher amount, which makes almost no difference to how much you get paid out.
Yeah.
More people pay more thinking they're going to win more, and their odds diminish, but they pour even money into it. So it's just like a catch-22 of sadness. And people, I guarantee there were some people who were like, this is how I'm going to make it. I'm going to pour my whole paycheck into this. I'm going to make that. And it's like, this should be illegal. They're exploiting idiots.
They're mathematically exploiting idiots.
I mean, not only are rich people buying our campaigns, but our government is buying dumb people.
Well, they can't has.
Yep. We can't has. We want has.
It's pretty cool. Well, we didn't win, but we're going to try again.
Oh, you didn't?
No. No. We're going to try again this Wednesday.
I'm so shocked.
The funny thing is, each time we get away from it, like, we buy less and less, because we're like, this is stupid, but I still want to.
It's like me and Tinder.
You mean Twinder?
Well, I'm still writing the software for that.
Oh, yeah, but... okay. Yeah. Oh, so sorry. Oh.
Currently, no, Tinder, it's like, you go on there, mm-hmm. and for a few days, just rating people, just in the face.
Is that what you do? Is that what it is?
Well, yeah, you just rate, well, you say yes, yay or nay, basically, and then apparently there's a super like, but I don't think anyone uses that.
That's hilarious, really?
But you just say yes or no, and then if both people say yes, then you can start talking, but that's
no,
how, like, every...
That's what they did. I guess I didn't know that.
Well, see, what leads you to believe that that's not that is probably for A, you're a woman, and B, all the women who use it wrong, because
it's location-based. No, I don't need it. I'm married.
I understand that, but women's brains, they do it wrong, because they're looking for mates, or a lot of them are, mm-hmm. and then they hear about Tinder, and they're like, oh, it's a dating app, so then they go on there, and they fill out all their profile, and then they say, I'm not here to hook up, not DTF, and I think we've talked about this before, and it's like, you're breaking it then, because this is a location-based, shallow as hell person finder.
They don't actually want to, like, you don't want to, like, look for, it's really just about, like,
well,
knack and boots.
There should, that's where it spawned from Grindr was the original version. It was for gay guys.
Oh my goodness. Grindr sounds up. That sounds really awful, like, even for a gay guy, like, that
well
sounds...
gay guys love it, and they
no,
understand
I'm saying,
the
like,
code
the
because
name
they're...
it's like ooh.
Because I know what you're saying, ooh. But they love it, and it's the and it's
they
the bro
love
code.
That shit.
The bro code explains to them how it works, and so they didn't ruin Grindr like women ruined Tinder. Because women want it to be all like, oh, relationships and things. It's like, that's not what this is for. You go to Plenty of Fish, or Christian Mingle, or Farmer's Meat.
Oh my gosh, that's the funniest thing. The fifth graders
or Jews
in-
collide.
Nice. In grade school now, like, they're just singing it. They'll go, you don't have to be lonely at farmersonly.com. They just sing it together. It's hilarious. Remember the weird stuff we did like that when we were kids? We would, like, sing a radio commercial or whatever. Apparently,
oh, yeah. Well,
that's
the
one.
That's what jingles are all about.
Jingle,
is
jangle.
Not, it's not for adults to memorize. It's for kids to memorize, then sing back to their parents.
Yeah, I know. Like, it's funny, because like, then it gets stuck in your head, and you're like, damn it. And they're like, ha.
It's like, now your kids are selling things to you. It worked. Like, motherfuckers.
Yeah. Jingle, jangle. Watch how my gluteus dangle.
Yeah.
That's against
the
Missy
the tobacco
Elliott.
Industry has been brainwashing your children. That's why you smoke. Oh, wait, no, you smoke because of your children. Never mind. Just to ease the stress.
Well, I don't smoke, so I don't know what you're talking about.
I'm not talking to you.
I know
I'm talking
you're not.
Metaphorically.
You're talking about the smokers. I follow.
Yes.
I can follow. Keep it mm-hmm. simple, and I got you.
Okay, we'll try to keep things...
Ooh.
Keep things low to the ground. Keep it low.
Yeah, for several reasons. One, I am very miniature in stature. Mm-hmm. Also, my ability... both physically and mentally. Emotionally, yep. Sometimes as well. Yeah. Keep it shallow. Keep it shallow. Whoa.
You're not necessarily a mental or a physical midget, but at least a spiritual midget.
I know. I love... Mom technically is supposed to use a booster seat to drive, but she's so stubborn, she won't
she's
do
such
it.
A rebel. She's renegade.
Woo!
In that Fiat.
Yeah, she is.
She can't be required to wear a booster seat in the Fiat, can she?
I don't know. It's hilarious.
That thing is a booster seat.
It is. It's
it's like if someone made a car for a 14-year-old, and they're like, well, kids can drive now.
It's true. It's, like, smaller than, like, a tractor.
She's always bragging about how huge it is inside.
She's so funny. She's like, look. And Dad's like, grumble, grumble, gripe, gripe. That was the whole point, was that you couldn't bring anything home.
Oh, yeah. No, she already packed the tiny little trunk and everything.
Did she really?
Yeah, last time I saw... I don't know. She's not sticking to her guns of not filling it up with things. But, I mean,
no,
the plan is working.
Full,
she literally can't put
truck.
Things in it.
I know. She'll drive the truck.
Which is also always full.
That silly little lady. She's so
busy. Man, she is like an ant. Red, tiny.
Yes.
Moving like tons and tons around, more than her weight. And she can like carry half of a heavy couch.
No, she really can.
It's kind of ridiculous. One of these,
like, you keep thinking she's going to snap her back, but she can't. It's like all of her discs are fused. Because yeah. She's just so compact.
She just has one vertebrae.
Yeah. And
it's like a sword.
Yeah. So, like, it can waver, but it doesn't snap. Or yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. It's unbreakable.
Oh, she's so sturdy. You wonder if, like, as she operates, gets in her Fiat, or is walking, like, does she picture herself in the tunnel? Like ants, like a little, like boring holes and like moving her stuff around. Like, oh, I got a new place.
Yeah, we should make a mom farm for her.
Yeah. And we'll have like little tinkering, like music in the background.
just a gigantic,
yeah.
Like Connect 4
yes.
looking thing device
yes.
full of glass and
yes.
big ant
you
farm
see my
with different
vision?
Pockets and rooms
yes.
and things. Yeah. She could, yeah. Yeah, she'll find when she discovers that it's a grid of rooms. You'll see her automate and industrialize, and you'll just like one day it'll just be her putzing around in one little cell, and then the next day you'll wake up and the whole board is full of shit. It's like, where did you even get this? Oh, I went to a yard sale.
Oh, please don't use the mom voice right now. It's so funny. It's my favorite. Yeah. When you start doing that one, I can't. I'll check it out. Speaking of Kate and checking out, you about ready to pinch this one off?
Sure. Just duke it out.
Yeah. Wait, deuce it out.
Yeah.
Look. Yep. I've gained a level. Everyone clap with me.
Flavorful and zesty.
Ooh, nope.
Final boss. All right, 2-1.
Oh.
Yes.